It is Wednesday, November 24th, Thanksgiving Eve. Even though that is not a thing. That is totally not a thing. And we probably might talk about that, but maybe not today on Guy's Daily Drive. Bam! Good morning and welcome to Guy's Daily Drive. I know, it's not Friday. It's usually Monday and Friday when I do these things. But tomorrow is a holiday, and I'm taking Friday off, and probably, actually almost certainly going to record the My Mac podcast on Friday, which is doubly good because that gives me 2 days. It gives me 2 days to edit. And I like that. I like to edit when I have a lot of time to do so. And as I've said before, video is actually the easy part of it. Audio is much harder. And again, mostly my own fault because of how I have the MyMac.com podcast structured with the after show and everything else. So it just takes a lot longer. Whoop, slow down. So I was, a co-worker and I yesterday, just to break things up, because I typically, God, look at all that glare. I typically eat my lunch at the office. I bring food in, whether it's canned or frozen meals, that kind of thing. Number one, because when you go out to a restaurant, it's much more expensive. It's very, very expensive as compared to eating at home or eating in the office, something that either you've prepared or brought in. But the other thing is you eat way too much food. They bring you way too much food. And, you know, I guess that's the incentive to get you to go back for a place. Well, I'm really getting my money's worth. It's like, okay, but do you need to eat that much food at one sitting every day at lunch? Notice I'm not including Christmas or Thanksgiving holidays in that diatribe. Hello, Nancy. Happy Thanksgiving. And the reason why is because those are like just a couple of days a year when, I mean, you just really, really pack on the food. But to do that every day at lunchtime is just crazy. And it can be expensive over the course of time. I've saved thousands of dollars over the years by, instead of spending $6 to $10 at a minimum for lunch, it's like $2 or $3, sometimes not even that much. And that suits me just fine. So one of the things I was talking about just before I started the show today, David Ginsburg was watching the show, and he lives in the Chicago area. And one of the things, you know, the way Dave and I got to know each other was through the MacStock Conference and Expo, which is almost every year in Woodstock, Illinois. Put on by Mike Potter. Check it out at MacStockConferenceAndExpo.com for the next time it's coming around. Hopefully next year it will be in person and not virtual as it has been for the last 2 years. Though I did go to it this year. I was one of the guys on scene and helped as well as I could. You know, Mike has a pretty well-oiled machine there. But one of the things that I really, really dislike about Chicago is the traffic. The traffic in the Chicago area is horrendous. And wow, that guy just blew about 3 seconds past the red. Holy crap. I'm going to interrupt this for just a second to say, if you are stopped at a stoplight and the light turns green, look both ways. Look in all directions before you start to cross the street because of idiots like that who, you know, can't wait 30 seconds to a minute for the light to cycle around to them again. God, what a moron. However, Chicago is filled with those people as well. Okay. So, to add insult to injury, as I was saying, they have tolls everywhere. You can't get on, and the crazy thing is it's an interstate highway, which means that it's a federally funded highway and that your tax dollars went to build that road and went to maintain that road. And Chicago has tolls, it seems like, every couple of miles just to grab a little bit more cash for the convenience of using an interstate highway that you've already paid for. That's just terrible. But there's just so many people using the roads in Chicago, and it's a mess. Usually, like the last couple times it's been in person, I have volunteered to go to the airport, Chicago airport, not Midway. Can't think of it. I almost said Heathrow. Oh my God. Well, whatever the name of the Chicago airport is, can't remember. It'll come to me after I finish recording. Maybe Dave will tell me. Getting to that airport from Woodstock, because Woodstock is, as the crow flies, probably about an hour away. But with all of the traffic that there is in that area, it takes forever. And it's a frustrating drive because the airport itself is laid out so terribly. Like, for example, when I went there this year for the virtual MacStock, typically with airports, you'll have a rent-a-car facility or some rent-a-car companies right there in the terminal. And you go ahead and you get your car, and you may have to take a shuttle bus to get to where the cars are, but you don't have to go anywhere outside of the airport to arrange for your car. Well, not in Chicago, not anymore. You want to rent a car, you have to take a bus. And this bus takes like 20 minutes in an airport to get to where this big rental car place is. And that's where they have all the rental car companies. So these buses are like packed, just filled to the brim. And of course, because of all the construction, hold on, there's like all kinds of bumps, and it's a mess. It's a terrible, terrible system. O'Hare, thank you. Yes, David. I can't believe I couldn't remember the name of the airport in Chicago. O'Hare Airport. And it's just awful. And again, to add insult to injury, Thrifty Car Rental, their customer service was horrendous. The way they treated people was terrible. And I will never use Thrifty Car Rental, and I would recommend that nobody use Thrifty Car Rental if they have any other choice, because they're terrible. They're awful, awful, awful. And I had a terrible experience. Reported it, got nothing back, so they don't seem to care. And, you know, that's okay. I just won't use them again. I'll use somebody else. I will pay more money to use somebody else's service. But the way all of this, now we're going to wrap it all the way back around. The way all of this started was when my coworker and I decided to go to Dixie Bones for lunch yesterday. And we left the office and we got onto Route 1, because that's where the restaurant is, on Route 1. And the traffic was just, I mean, not going anywhere. So we took a chance because he really, really wanted to. I was ready to just bag it and say, let's just go, you know, there's other places that are much closer. Not necessarily good barbecue, but there's other places that are much, much closer. But he was, well, let's, you know, get on and try 95. So we get on 95 and it was better, but not by much. And we did get to Dixie Bones. However, this is the time of year, especially when you have a long weekend, like most people are taking Friday off that I know. It's just, traffic is going to be really, really bad. Everybody is trying to either get into town to visit relatives and friends or get out of town to visit relatives and friends. It's just not good. And it's why usually when I leave on a trip, I try to go either really early in the morning or at night after rush hour is done. Because once you actually get out of this area, traffic's not that bad once you actually get out of the area. So that's just, you know, make your plans and try not to get caught up in all the bad traffic. And if you do, just know it's temporary and eventually you will see light at the end of the tunnel. All right, that's going to do it for today, I think. Number one, thanks to Nancy and David for joining me live. I really appreciate the fact that when anybody comes and joins me live, it just adds something to Guy's Daily Drive for me. But if you want to get a hold of me, email address is podcast@vertshark.com or guy@mymac.com. Also, you can reach me on the Twitters. I am MacParrot and or VertShark. VertShark.com is the website. If you want to see the videos, go to YouTube. And in the search bar, type in VertShark. And all of my stuff's there on YouTube. Should show up. And while you're there, like, share, subscribe. Did you see it? Like, share, subscribe. So easy. So easy. Don't forget to... speaking of subscribing, MyMac.com podcast and the podcatcher of your choice that I do every week with Gaz. I missed it again last night, but a lot of times you can find me on Chuck Joyner's Mac Voices on Tuesday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Of course, Guy's Daily Drive right here. If you would like to contribute to all of the crazy and stupid things that I do, you can do so by going to Patreon, patreon.com/MacParrot. You can also, what's going on here? You can also go to Ko-fi and buy me a coffee, ko-fi.com/MacParrot, or PayPal at paypal.me/MacParrot. I don't know what's happening here, but things are slowing down. And I think that is going to do it for today. I really appreciate the fact that you have joined me, either with audio or video, live or not live. And I will see all of you next time right here on Guy's Daily Drive. Bye-bye.